Today we are going to be learning the Mashiach components and connections to the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave Shevet Dan. Shevet Dan gets three psukim, Perek Mem Tes, Psukim Tes Zayin, Yud Zayin, and Yud Ches. And we're going to give a few biurim on each pasuk. The first pasuk, the Torah tells us, Don Yodin Amoy, Don will judge his nation, Ke'achad Shifte Yisrael, like one of the Shifte Yisrael. Now it's a very, very puzzling term. Ke'achad Shifte Yisrael, like one of the Shvatim of the Yidden. So Rashi actually brings down that it's referring to the time of Shimshon HaGibor. Shimshon is a descendant of Shevet Dan. And under Shimshon, everyone is going to be Nesachet, everyone is going to be unified under his leadership. Then Rashi brings down a different Pirush, that the Maila of Shevet Dan and Shimshon is Ka'achat Shifte Yisrael, just like David, which comes from Yehuda, the Miuchadim Shebishvatim, so too the specialty of the descendants of Dan. The Mefarshim, however, explain, and we mentioned earlier that Shevet Dan is also compared to a lion in the Birchas Moshe, Dan Gur Aryeh. Why? Because Moshiach, while he obviously is a descendant of Shevet Yehuda, he is also a descendant of Shevet Dan. So there is a Moshiach component in Shevet Dan. And that's why we find Bechlal that there is a special connection in Shevet Dan. And while a lot of people think that Shevet Dan is like the end of the Shvatim, we know that when it came to the Melach of the Beis HaMikdash, we had Bezalel, but we also had from Shevet Dan, because it combines them both together. And I saw one of the Mefarshim explain, Ke'achat Shifte Yisrael, that we are actually explaining the unique quality of Melech HaMashiach. There is going to be a unique judgment of Mashiach. Don Yodin Amoy, Mashiach, who was a descendant of Shevet Dan, is going to give a unique judging of Bnei Yisrael when Mashiach comes, Ke'achad Shifte Yisrael, only going to be like the Achad, like the Eibishter. What does that mean, like the Eibishter? Every single judge has to judge Ein L'dayan Ela Masha'ein of Royois. He can only judge by what he sees. A judge that starts judging by how he feels is not a judge, he's an activist. A dayan has to paskin and rule by what he sees and what he knows, the facts in front of him. However, it says about Mashiach, loy lemare ein av yishpoit. The Eibishter, we know, judges not by what it's in front of the Eibishter. The Eibishter knows the backstory. The Eibishter knows the whole story. Mashiach also, it says, that he's going to judge ve'irechoy be'yiras Hashem. He's going to judge with smell, not by eyes, not by sight. He's going to be a higher level of judgment. The only one that judges like that is the Eibishter. So Mashiach will be judging ka'achat shifte Yisrael, like the Eibishter, the way he judges Klal Yisrael. That is a beautiful understanding of the first pasuk of the Birchas Yaakov to Shevet Dan. The next inyan is Dan is compared to a nochosh. Now, we all know that nochosh is the same gematria as Moshiach, 358. And when Moshiach comes, the nochosh hakadmoini, the original nochosh, is going to be a Shamish God that will finally do its purpose and serve Klal Yisrael, be the complete Ishapcha, that the ultimate Klipa, the Nochash Alein, will be Nishapich and turned over to Kedusha. Now, Moshiach is associated specifically, like we mentioned, to Shevet Dan. Now, the main inyan which we are going to focus on is the last three words, Pasuk Yudches, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, which literally translates, "For your to your deliverance, I wait, and I the Eibishter." Now, Rashi says that this is referring to Shimshon HaGibor, that Yaakov Avinu saw that Shimshon is going to be captured by the Goyim, by the Plishtim, and he's going to want one last stand to break through the Tomus Nafshi in Plishtim. He breaks down the palace so that the Plishtim will die with him. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Yaakov Avinu is davening for Shimshon. But there's a much deeper nekudas here. We're going to go through the three words, Lishuascha, Kivisi, and Hashem. The first thing we see that we say, Lishuascha, which means for your deliverance. And the Mefarshim explain that there are a lot of people that when they think of Mashiach, they think of their problems that are being solved. A person is not well, a person needs parnasa, a person wants to see his health dezeda, whatever the reason is. A lot of people look at Mashiach as their own personal problem solver. The truth is that the one that's really suffering is the Eibishter. Which means that the Eibishter, Shechinta Bigalusa, the Eibishter Shechina is in Golos. Oy la'av shegolu. We have a father that's in Golos with his children. And the real thing is that we have to want Mashiach for the Eibishter's deliverance. It's very powerful that we should realize that the Shechinah is in Golos. Also, we have to always remind the Eibishter, Lemancha lekeinu aseva leilanu, that we're not only asking for us, you yourself, the Eibishter yourself, you're in Golos. Lishuascha kivinu kol hayoyim. It's your Yeshua that we anticipate. It's your Yeshua that we await, because the Eibishter himself, the Shekhinah itself, is in Golos. The Rebbe once spoke about the concept of demanding Mashiach now. And he said, a child can ask, what happens if it comes in a second or in a minute? Why Mashiach now? And the Rebbe explained, imagine the Eibishter with all the Malachim, right, is in Golos, which it is, the Shekhinah is in Golos. And for every second it's in Golos, imagine put like a penny value. But when it's just one person, one penny, big deal. You start doing that by hundreds and thousands and millions of malachim. All of a sudden, every extra second, the value is tremendous, right? If you're going to lose a penny a second, but for hundreds of millions of malachim, you lose hundreds of millions of dollars. So then no one's going to say, oh, it could come tomorrow. No, every moment is precious. When you realize that the Shechinta Begalusa includes all the Malachim and all the Neshamas of all the generations, all of a sudden it's a different perspective. Also the Inyan of Kivisi. It's a very fascinating thing that Bederech Klal, in davening in Shmoyne Esrei, when we talk about the brachas that we want from the Eibishter, we try to tell the Eibishter, you know what, Eibishter, you can do it. You can give it to us. Where do we say that? We say, Ata chayin adam das, give us das. And, I'm sorry, Slach lono avinu, we want forgiveness. Why? Kikel teva salachata, because you're an Eibishter that can give forgiveness. Give up, fight our wars. Why? Kikel gael chazakata, because you could do it. Give us refuah. Kikel mechref enam avrachmanata. Always we point out why the Eibishter could do it, because the Eibishter has the koyach, and because he has the koyach, we're asking him to use the koyach and take us out of our issue, whatever issue it is that we're asking for in that particular bracha. When it comes to Mashiach, we say, Semach dov da avtecha meir satzmiach. We're kind of talking Mishuasecha. We want to bring Mashiach to come. Why? Ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayoyim. Because we await Mashiach every moment. Why is that a reason for the Eibishter to do it? Because you're waiting? So the Mefarshim explained that yes, the schar akivoy, just the fact that we await Mashiach, that itself is a reason for the Eibishter to send Mashiach. After all these years, in Tavshin Pei Aleph, that we can still await Mashiach, and not just any geula, lishuascha, the Eibish, do we realize that Shechinta begalusa, we learn the Maimer Vata Tetzave, which you realize that Mashiach has nothing to do with tough times of galus. Even when times are good, we realize that Choyles Gematria Memtes, and as long as we're missing the Shara Nun, we anxiously await the Gilui, and it's the Eibishter's Gilui, it's not our issues, it's the Eibishter's Gilui that we await. The Schar of that itself, yes, that's enough of a reason for the Eibishter to send Mashiach. And now the word Hashem, which is a fascinating inyan. B'cherach la, we say that when the Eibishter revealed himself to the Avos, Ushmi Hashem lo yinodaiti lahem, they did not use the Shem Hashem, right? Here is the first time we see that Yaakov Avinu, he's using the full Shem Hashem. What's going on over here? Why specifically now is Yaakov Avinu using the Shem Hashem? And the Mefarshim explained, based on the Choizim Lublin and others, that being that we're talking about Mashiach, one of the most unique inyonim that's going to take place when Mashiach comes is Hashem Sholem. The Eibishter's name will be complete. We know Amalek, the Mechama of Amalek, Ki Yod Al Keis Ka Mechemes Hashem LaAmalek Midor Dor. That we're always fighting with Amalek. One of Amalek's issues is that when we have Amalek in the world, Ein Hashem Sholem Vein Akisei Sholem. The Eibishter's name is not complete. What does that mean? In very practical oisius, Yudkei represents the Eibishter himself. Vavkei represents the Eibishter the way he's revealed in the world. Unfortunately, when we look at the world, we don't see Elikus. The Vavkei, which is the gematria of Yud Aleph, like it's explained in the Rebbe's father's Torah. Vavkei, Yud Aleph, the Gilui is not felt in this world. We know that it exists. Yudkei exists. But Vavkei is missing. The Hashem, the Eibishter's name, is not complete. However, when Mashiach comes, and that's really what Yaakov Avinu was davening for, and he was telling the Yidden, that when Mashiach comes, Hashem Sholem, we're finally going to have the Gilui Yud Kei Vav Kei. We're finally going to have the Gilui of the Eibishter. And the full name of the Eibishter is going to be complete. The full Gilui Elikus is going to be felt in the world. V'yeda kopo kiata fa'altoi. V'yovin kol yitzur kiata yitzartoi. Every part of creation. V'ro kobosa yachtav kipia vaya diber. Every part of creation is going to recognize, feel, der her elikus. And that is the true bracha that Yaakov Avinu is giving Shevet Dan, which he's really giving to each and every one of us, l'shuascha kivisi Hashem, that we should actually await, anticipate, not our own tzoris, not our own issues, but the gilui of Shem Havaya in the world. And that is the true inyan of Bias HaMashiach.